Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Men and women in the military services are facing unprecedented pressure to succumb to these so-called vaccine mandates, the COVID shots. And there are a number of them that say, no, this violates my sincerely held religious beliefs. Well, today on Faith and Freedom, we're going to be talking to two members of the United States Marine Corps. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Holly Mead is here, and she's going to introduce our special guest that we are so honored to have on Faith and Freedom.
Thanks, Matt. You know, we are honored to have two of our stellar plaintiffs in our case against Biden and the DOD regarding these shot mandates. And for security reasons, we're going to use pseudonames. So we have Lieutenant Colonel Jane Doe and Major John Doe. Thank both of you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Jane, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you have been personally threatened, how your career has been threatened once these mandates came down the pike.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, I want to begin by just giving you a quick history of what I've done in the Marine Corps. And so I've served not only as an officer, but also as an enlisted Marine. And throughout my career, I've served as a platoon commander, a series commander, company commander, and I'm currently selected and slated for battalion command as an operational commander. When the shot mandate came out, we essentially were told that we're not going to take command because we're unfit to command.
Wow.
Unfit to command. You put your life on the line for every one of us, and the freedom that we enjoy. We give thanks to God, but it's people like you that have put your lives on the line. And for you to be told that you're unfit for command because you don't want to inject your body with a COVID shot that's made used testing with aborted fetal cell is just outrageous. Mm-hmm. It's just outrageous. It's hard to imagine, I'm sure from your perspective as well, serving in the United States Marines.
Yes, sir. This is almost like someone's worst nightmare coming true because I never saw myself in this position where I would be asked to forcibly inject something into my body that I just cannot introduce into my body. And one of the reasons why is, well, first of all, the first and primary reason is because of the primacy of the Lord in my life, but also because of some of my life experiences. And I don't think that they're taking into consideration some of the things that their service members have gone through that got them to where they are now. And I haven't been as successful in my career had I not experienced some of these challenges, because I look at some of the things that I've gone through in my life as an opportunity to be a testimony for others and to encourage others to excel and to do well. And that's essentially what I've done.
Can you share one of those examples with us, Jane?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So to kind of describe some of the experiences that I've had, when I was in college, I was sexually assaulted and it was pretty brutal. And as a result of that sexual assault, I became pregnant. And
I know it's tough.
Yeah, because it's like you have to relive this entire situation over and over again in my mind. But after being sexually assaulted and finding that I was pregnant with a baby that I never wanted to have and never expected to have, by force, you know, I had an abortion. And after I did it, I just couldn't believe what I had done. It's not like I didn't know the Lord and I didn't have the Lord in my life, but I just had the abortion. And after I did that, you know, I started reading the scripture more and more and thinking to myself, my gosh, I am a murderer. I can't believe I just did that. And to be asked to to introduce something into my body or force it to put it, something into my body that reminds me of that situation is just absolutely horrendous.
Because the shots contain aborted fetal cells.
Well, they were at least used in the testing or development
associated with
aborted fetal cells. Yeah. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Jane, you entered into the United States Marines, but before that, you actually hated yourself. You were angry at yourself, I would say, because of your decision. And it wasn't the Marines itself that ultimately healed those scars. But you met another fellow Marine, Major John Doe. And that Major John Doe knew the Lord as well and ultimately walked through these steps with you as you rededicated your life, gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And ultimately, that's where you found forgiveness and ultimate fulfillment.
Yes, sir. And actually, he was definitely very influential in that aspect of my life because he is a phenomenal man of the Lord. And back when he had first met me, I actually used to, and no one knows this part of my story, but I used to hit myself because I thought I was unworthy. And I would do other things because I was unworthy. And when I had met my husband now, you know, he reminded me of the Lord and his grace and mercy and reminded me that even though I had that abortion, that everybody has some type of sin in their lives and that I should be reminded that Christ died on the cross to save us. And it's just absolutely heart-wrenching to me to be threatened with losing my entire career, everything that I've worked so hard for. And I mean, I've been in the Marine Corps most of my adult life.
Wow. And Major John, you're experiencing some of the same things. Your career is being threatened because you, like your wife, have made a decision that you're not going to get these COVID shots because of how they were ultimately made using aborted fetal cells. What's the experience like that you've seen through this process?
Yes, it's been similar in my case as well. And with all of the Marines and sailors that I know of who are following their conscience for whatever reason and not accepting this shot or these shots, they've been threatened with involuntary separation, administrative separation, and possible court-martial because there is an assumption that they will be charged with and guilty of disobeying a lawful order.
Mm-hmm. That would be like dishonorable discharge, right?
That could be grounds for dishonorable discharge, and to my understanding, this administration has advocated for that.
You know, the other thing that we've seen from various military branches is that one of the possible penalties in terms of somebody who's honorably served our country to be discharged like this is also the threat of having to pay back educational benefits, loss of VA loans, loss of other kind of VA benefits, I should say, and other benefits, including cost of training. Wow. I don't know if you've seen that, but we've seen that in other branches of the military. What is it like in terms of your fellow colleagues in the last minute that we have here? What are you seeing in how are they taking it? How are they being treated?
Well, there is an effort to pretend. I perceive an effort to pretend that service members will be and are being treated fairly and without discrimination. But it is just like the pretending that all service branches have been doing, pretending to offer exemptions in accordance with the regulations and the law, especially for religious reasons under the First Amendment. And so everyone is being denied these things, every type of exemption that is offered is not being granted.
Yeah. In fact, we have on November 12th, the information, the data that the federal court ordered all the different branches and Marines had zero. In fact, there were 16,643 religious exemption requests across the board. I think that's probably low. I think it's higher than that. But not a single one had been granted at that point. Well, we're talking to an amazing couple. They are members of the United States Marine Corps. We owe to them our freedom, and we are thankful for their service. Stand with us as we can continue to stand with them. Pray for this case. It's called the short title, Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.